This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. His court date was originally scheduled for October 2nd. However, the legal team says they weren't prepared to present their case by that deadline. House Republicans may launch an investigation into the federal response to the Maui wildfires. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday that he's very concerned about the response and questioned why there were so many deaths. McCarthy says he believes there's going to have to be a congressional investigation into the Biden administration's efforts. At least 115 people were killed in the wildfires. Hundreds, if not 1,000 souls remain missing. Boeing says a defect in the new 737 MAX is going to delay near-term deliveries. The plane company said yesterday that the problem involves improperly drilled holes near the rear bulkhead and may cause Boeing to miss its annual delivery target of at least 400 737s this year. So far, Boeing believes the defect is limited to a portion of its MAX 8 model. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A new trend in schools nationwide is enabling some kids to take up nicotine, but the way they are smuggled into the country could prove deadly.
A new kind of vaping device marketed to children is hitting the classroom.
Not just with cartoon characters, not just with child-friendly flavors, but they're now being disguised as school supplies, innocent supplies that every kid has in their backpack on the way to school.
That's former National Drug Control Policy Director Jim Carroll, who says the biggest trend is disposable vapes that look like highlighters. Most alarming is the illegal devices are being brought into the country, sometimes on the black market with other illegal drugs. He also says growing reports from around the country show sometimes the devices contain fentanyl, which can be deadly even in small amounts. I'm John Schaefer.
Netflix is reporting strong sign-up numbers despite its recent crackdown on password sharing. The streaming giant reported a nearly 26% drop in subscribers in July over June. But June set a record for signups, leading to a net gain in July. Labor Day travel is way up compared to last year, especially those going abroad. According to AAA booking data, domestic travel this holiday weekend should be up 4%. Most will leave the Thursday or Friday before Labor Day to take advantage of the long weekend. The most popular destinations are typically the Pacific Northwest and bigger cities like New York, Denver, and tourist hotspots like Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? I hope you did. It's just, there's no question. I mean, it's like you wake up one day and you go, oh my goodness, where did that extra weight come from? It took months, years, you know, to get there. And it's the same thing. You know, when you're off track like this, it's going to take some time. It is a process. Took us a while to get here. But meanwhile, you know, we're going to be fighting. I mean, this is going to be a fight. However way you want to declare it. I know many people are saying, well, you know, we don't want anybody to get hurt. Well, nobody wants anybody to get hurt. But look what's hanging in the balance here. Our very freedom, our liberty, our constitutional republic. Okay, and the forces, these nefarious forces, as Horace Cooper was pointing out, have taken over every aspect of our government. I mean, this is what's happening. This is why we've lost trust. We just don't believe them anymore. And understanding that there are a portion of the citizenry who is bought into this because they have fallen victim of becoming the child of big government. Well, this is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Mike Pallas joins us now. He's the ATR's Tax Policy Director. We'll be talking a little bit more about last night's debate. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back on.
All right. So what's your highlight from last night?
Yeah, I think what we saw right out of the gate, we saw the candidates talk about economic issues, which we know from recent polling is the top issue with Republican primary voters. Mm-hmm. The voters want to know what candidates are going to do to help solve inflation and reduce taxes. And we saw that one of the first questions out of the gate. We saw candidates talk everything about lowering taxes, the work they've done in their previous careers to lower taxes, how they're going to drive inflation. And we even saw candidates talk about how they're going to get rid of the 87,000 new IRS agents being brought on by the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, I agree that that is a key tabletop issue, as they talk about, kitchen table issue. But I believe the Republicans have got to find a way to checkmate the abortion issue. The Democrats are going to use this as a wedge, as they did this in the midterms, and were able to turn people, you know, away from their focus on the things that were so painfully apparent regarding the policies of Joe Biden and what he had done to our economy and, you know, what inflation had done to us in terms of stealing from us. But that didn't seem to matter. What seemed to matter was this wedge issue of abortion. And I think the Republican Party is they're in need of getting together and coming out with a way to address this issue that can make sense and kind of checkmate, if you might say, the Democrats' manipulation of this issue.
Yeah, I think what's interesting there, right, is despite a 50-year legal effort to overturn Roe versus Wade, it seemed like Republican candidates were still caught off guard when Roe was actually overturned, not prepared to defend it. And I think you saw a little bit of awkwardness in the debate last night and difference among candidates. But
well, they wanted to get too caught up in, you know, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 15 weeks, whatever. You know, the whole, to me, Mike, I think the simple answer is, you know what, the Supreme Court, which we support, we supported the decision, the Dobbs decision, to send the issue of abortion back to the states. Even all the legal analysts on both sides over the last 50 years have decided that. A groundswell, an organic groundswell of people who have experienced the not-so-safe and not-so-rare experience of abortion have spoken out. Okay? So, to me, this is an issue. You talk about women's rights and her body and that. You're right. I agree with you. It should be between the woman, the husband, and the doctor. Let them decide this. This should not be open for public debate because everybody has an idea and you don't know exactly what you're going to do until it is you and it is your child and you're in that position. Why do you want to put this up for public vote? To me, I think it's disgusting. And the only reason they want it out for public vote is so that they can continue to keep the abortion mills running and killing babies. That's the bottom line, at our expense. Don't forget, they want the taxpayer to pay for this abominable, destruction of humanity.
Yeah, Adam, I'm absolutely right. We should, no federal taxpayer dollars or taxpayer dollars should go towards funding abortion. I think you'll see broad agreement from the candidates on that.
They all, and most people will agree with that, but yet they kind of just swallow this idea that somehow if they give Planned Parenthood all this money and Planned Parenthood says, oh no, it's for health care. I mean, you had people like Abby Johnson, other people from the inside said, no, it's not about health care. It is about abortion. This is an abortion mill. That's what it's about. And you, once you start mixing the money, it taints the money, and there's no way, regardless of how they want to, you know, jury-rig the numbers and finagle them. I mean, come on, let's be genuine. We don't need to be stupid and buy into what they're doing. Again, they want to bring it into the public sphere so that we, the people, will pay for abortions. And this industry has done very well at the expense of humanity and at the expense of the taxpayer.
And we know Democrats are going to keep pushing this.
Of course. And exactly, Mike, that's my point. This is why the Republicans got to find a way to checkmate that. Because they're going to use this as a wedge, and they've got to come out solidly, and they've got to come out and articulate a position that that really offsets this narrative that is manipulating the minds of these suburban housewives who, you know, bleeding hearts, because somehow, you know, they have bought into this false narrative that it's okay to murder your child.
And the checkmate move you could do here, and this is again where you have a major failure from the media, is you have to pin down Democrats on how radical their positions are. Where you do have, you know, 8 currently run Democrat states who support, have no restrictions on abortion. And you don't have anyone in the mainstream media out there asking Democrats at what point they think abortion should be allowed, where their right. position is radically out of touch with where the majority of Americans are.
They're not interested in the answer, Mike. They're not interested in that, and they're not going to ask that question because they're all in this cabal together of killing America's kids, and especially black and Hispanics, which are the biggest population that are being murdered today. You know, all under this guise of convenience and, oh, my, my career is going to be compromised. Well, my question is, what would you have done? I mean, if this had been the option of your mother, if your mother had that option, you may not be here today, right? But no, we can't consider that. You know, because what's happened is this generation, sadly, where we are right now in America, Mike, we've become so selfish. We are so narcissistic that it's disgusting. And as a result of this mindset, this, again, kind of a pandemic of a different sort that has invited the consciousness of Americans. We've murdered over 100 million babies and counting. No. I mean, that's the stark truth, and I agree with you, Mike. I think we need to have a consistent talking point on this issue so that we can nullify, because this is how they won the midterms, and they're going to go full blast, you know, come the general election like you can't believe. And when it all boils down, it's a small minority of people who feel that way.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Oh, yeah, and by the way, if you want to join us, we're on live TV every afternoon at 1 p.m. You can go to talk4tv.com and join us. We're going to be talking with Dr. Carol Swain, her book, The Adversity of Diversity. Her and a co-author offer a thought-provoking examination of DEI, or as we say DIE, because it all leads down that road. It's a killer. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and their impact on American society. So join us live on TV at talk4tv.com with Dr. Carol Swain. Mike Pallas continues with us, ATR's tax policy director. Michael, let's talk more about, about the debate and your takeaways.
Yeah, I think the main takeaway we have here is that we did have a pretty vibrant debate. I think there was a lot of candidates that a lot of Republican voters hadn't seen much time. I think one of the top one of those would be Vivek Ramaswamy, someone who is relatively unknown. He's kind of the outsider candidate. And what was surprising to me was that we saw the other candidates treat him as almost if he was the front runner last night. Where
I know, interesting,
huh? Going after him.
Well, he raised their ire when he accused them of all being, you know, bought and sold and controlled, but you know, by you know, these PACs, you know, that have got them under their thumb. Boy, man, I'll tell you, when you could tell he hit a nerve because they all wanted to pick pile on him at once, right?
Yeah, and that seems like one of the moments where he got some booze in the room for that, for going after those candidates, saying that they're bought and sold. But you feel like that's a message that probably plays a little bit better with the people at home watching on TV. So I would expect to see a little bump in the polls from him, I think, as voters get to know him better.
Well, his demographic, he's going after, you know, the young people who feel disenfranchised from the whole process, and that is their perception. That these people are not operating in the best interest, that they're more interested in the cocktail parties on the Beltway. They come in and, you know, we elect them as Republicans into office, and then they get sucked into the Uniparty, and you go, who in the heck are they? That's not who we saw in the campaign. So you can't blame them in one hand. So for his demographic and the people of his generation, is he, you know, 38 years old, that is their reality and their perception. You know, the other person, of course, who got greatly booed, you know, was Chris Christie. I mean, he not very well liked.
Yeah, no, Christie's certainly taking a different tack from a lot of the other candidates. And I think you saw him, you saw some of the reactions from both the crowd. And I think, there's always the difficulty of, trying to appeal towards voters in the Republican Party who aren't with Trump. I think doing it from a place where you're making appearances on MSNBC and CNN, it makes it look like it's an attack coming from outside the party than from within.
Exactly.
We'll see how that attack plays with him. But I think to a point you made, too, of kind of the outsiders criticizing, the spending and lack of restraint we've seen from Washington, it was a good night for the rest of the governors. Where you mentioned Ramaswamy coming as the outsider, but also the candidates who are governors coming from outside of D.C. I think it was strong nights for Nikki Haley, for DeSantis, and also I think we've seen a couple people mention Burgum from North Dakota as well.
Exactly. Oh, impressive. With a ruptured Achilles tendon? I know.
So
how heavily medicated must he have been in order to endure and stand up throughout that period of time? I mean, I didn't see him sitting on a chair.
I think he had to wait to take his painkillers until after the debate so he could keep his head clear. He's probably actually in excruciating pain while he's up there, so all credit to him for doing that.
Exactly. Well, you know, the impressive thing, Mike, was that, the breadth of field, and there's others that didn't make the debate stage because they didn't meet the requirements, but still, you look over and consider those eight options, it's a pretty strong field, all things considered. And I think that if Donald Trump wasn't in the race and in the conversation here and in such control with his poll numbers, it would be even more impressive. But it's just the idea that you sit there and go, okay, if something happens and Donald Trump, for whatever reason, is eliminated from the field with all these antics that the Democratic Party are doing and these attacks with all these indictments, then I don't think all is lost here. I think you've got some backup options, and you got some backup options with a plan They can take the map and the plan that Donald Trump had instituted in his 4 years with all the resistance and everything and build on that. And I think that's where Ramaswamy has been able to gain some attention in saying that, Donald Trump has been, the best president that America's had in the modern era. He believes that. I believe a majority of Americans believe that. And I believe that they will follow his plan. I mean, when you listen to the rest of them talk, whether it's Nikki Haley, even, of course, Mike Pence, he should. I mean, he was the one there representing the former administration, and he could take credit, for the successes there. But, the fact of the matter is that it's, we go into this next, this next presidential campaign and administration with a plan that worked. So if you follow the plan that worked, make us energy independent, seal up the border, strengthen our national security, these are things that Donald Trump did and was able to execute. And, we have that as a proven roadmap, don't we?
Yeah, I think you make an excellent point there of what you didn't see candidates do. Was criticize the Trump administration's agenda on policy. I think with the notable exception of Nikki Haley, who did go after some of the overspending during COVID a little bit. But with that, we really saw
what do you expect was going to happen? This thing came out of nowhere, and the people that should have advised him, like Dr. Fauci, who knew darn well what was going on, they turned it into a political morass. And what is Donald Trump going to know? This guy's an outsider. The inside baseball of the Beltway is much, much more significant and much much more hidden than people realize and nuanced. And I think it's a little unfair to some regards, because you can look after the fact, Chris Christie, same way. Oh, well, he didn't build the wall. Well, he has the stuff out there. Joe Biden is selling the remnants of what have we got? How many billions of dollars worth of wall material that we have sitting there? And this, he's going to sell it for cents on the dollar. Are you kidding me?
Right, and of course we can't let the Biden administration off the hook here too, where they came in their first bill, the $1.9 trillion unnecessary COVID money, where they just sent checks out to people, paid people to stay home, not to work. That's what truly drove inflation. So again, the Biden administration spending is what we have to hear every Republican candidate come in and say they're going to reverse, especially as we get ready for a government funding showdown here in D.C. in the next month.
Well, I was surprised, frankly, that they didn't, attack Joe Biden. Joe Biden has given them so much. I mean, there were some commentaries, from the left that said the big winner of last night's debate was Joe Biden. And I think in some regard they were right, because they barely laid a glove on him. I mean, there should have been a constant barrage of how he messed up the Afghanistan exit, how he's messed up our southern border, how he's messed up our energy independence, how he's messed up this whole Bidenomics thing. What a joke. I mean, they played a little soundbite of it, it's working. Brett Baer, I think, they probably got more coverage from that soundbite than what was what was talked about, on the debate stage. Did you see it that way, or is it just me?
No, I think you make a great point. And again, what these candidates are ultimately doing is they're making the argument to voters that they're the best person to take on Joe Biden. I think the crosshair should always be focused on the Biden administration and the president. And what we have to do is roll back his administration, which is, again, we were saying, overwhelmingly Republican voters, their top issue is they want to know what candidate's plan is to roll back Biden inflation.
And I think that of all the oaths and raising the right hands that the Republican Party and Ron McDaniel wants to execute during this campaign, I think they need to go back to the Ronald Reagan 11th commandment. What do you think?
We'll always agree there.
Well, I'm sorry?
We'll always agree there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're shooting your own. I mean, you got enough enemies on the other side. What are you doing shooting each other, taking each other out? This is insanity,
We need a united Republican Party going into this next election.
Amen. I'm right with you, Mike Pallas. Mike is the ATR, Americans for Tax Reform, Tech Policy Director. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now.
USA News Update. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You know, I guess when you don't have much to do, you kind of look at, you know, kind of these unique things that happen on the calendar. A recent study, and I don't know if we ended up paying for it with taxpayer dollars, probably did, deemed that August the 24th, today, the sickest day of the year, somehow finding that the late summer day is when Americans call in sick the most. What is it about the 24th of August? I mean, it's not leading into some special holiday, a weekend. It doesn't allow you to get an extra, you know, additional day to a particular holiday. Just August the 24th. I don't know, the end of summer blues or whatever, or maybe the panic that, you know, summer's over and we got to get back to school, or maybe that's the other thing that influences, that you got all the kids, you know, going back to school and heading back into these chemical laboratories of viruses that are hanging. I don't know, but anyway, you can, you know, check that out for yourself. Just a little bit of trivia. So when you're out to lunch today, you can tell somebody that today's the sickest day, and then they're going to get sick right on you and just share it with you just for talking about it. So hopefully I haven't deposited anything too negative for you. Tim Graham is with us right now. He's the executive editor for Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, you sound well. You're not sick. I'm not sick. We're not sick on August the 24th like all these crazy people who want to embrace being sick or just having an excuse to take a day off, I guess.
I also didn't play a game of pickup basketball and hurt myself.
Exactly. Well, good for you. I mean, didn't you feel for him? I mean, the poor governor, and I'm thinking, is he on medication? I mean, he's hanging in. He's pretty tough, you know, to hang in there, because that is not a light kind of injury. It's very painful.
Yeah, I'm just joking that, yes, my sedentary lifestyle does protect me from certain things.
Exactly.
I guess I'm clumsy enough that I could tear my ACL walking down the street, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, you know, I'm overcoming a hip replacement surgery. I'm soon to be entering my fourth week. I'm moving and grooving. I'm utilizing the cane now. They got me off the walker, you know, because it was tough being on a walker. I got to tell you, you know, the seniors here in Florida, they're dangerous with walkers. I think if they could get some sort of motorized walker on, they would. Because, you know, I almost felt like I was back in my training days of roller derby in Los Angeles, you know, with some of these folks. just for fun, you know. I don't know if they just wanted to introduce themselves or what, but it's, you know, here in Florida, it's, you know, it's kind of madness with these walkers, you know, walker madness going on. So, but no, thank God I'm healing and looking forward to getting back in the golf course here in about another 3-4 weeks. Of course, my old buddies are too, because they want my money, so they think, you know, they're going to get advantage, you know. These guys are lethal. I mean, they don't care, you know, your leg's halfway falling off. That's okay. Well, why don't I just pay you now? Anyway, speaking of the debates last night, so what was your highlight?
Well, I go in trying to judge how the media is. Now, and not necessarily the media afterward, because we were expecting, like, MSNBC and CNN to be atrocious. But
right.
No, I was pleased that the Fox moderators at least gave us an hour on the issues before we turned to the Trump indictments. That would have been my first concern is, you know, can we please actually discuss the issues? Because the news media we have, that's been the only story they wanted to do. And we have a new study up this week. The dominant story of this campaign is 4 Trump indictments and a rape charge.
Right. Well, you know, they love Trump because that gets attention. You know, that's when their audience expands. I mean, you know, that's what brings them numbers. And the thing is, it comes with a double-edged sword, because it's like the old saying is that, you know, I don't care necessarily what you say about me, but just don't stop saying what you're saying about me. You know, because he gets it translates into in-kind notoriety. And look what's happening with his poll numbers.
Right. You know, it's funny. It's like you hear these journalists come out and say, why is Ron DeSantis sputtering? I think the question I have, just as somebody who's watching this play out, is I'm not sure it has, you know, the polls have much to do with DeSantis doing this or that. It has a lot to do with, yes, people feeling that what the Biden Justice Department is doing, what the elected Democrat prosecutors in Atlanta and New York City are doing, is they're conducting politics by other means, and people
exactly
think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that was a lost opportunity, you know, for the 8 participants to come together and rally against this egregious act by the Democratic Party and the Justice Department. We had little highlights of it, but I think there just should have been a really, you know, a big climax and focus on, you know, what they're doing and, you know, how unconstitutional this is. It seemed like, you know, sadly, the takeaway could be that, well, you know, if Donald Trump's out, then that increases my opportunity to possibly win the nomination. So at what expense are you talking about here, right?
I think that the Republican field in general has tried to be negative about all of these indictments. And, you know, other than Christie and Hutchinson, which you got some of that last night. I think that
the crowd let Christie know real quick, right?
Yeah. And then the liberal media will say, basically, it's a terrible idea that the Republicans would stand against the Biden Justice Department. At the same time that they're running around saying this implausible thing that the Biden Justice Department is independent. I mean, this is the sort of thing that Merrick Garland, you know, brought on Jack Smith to indict Trump twice, and Merrick Garland named Robert Hur to investigate Biden, and that guy's face should be on the side of a milk carton.
Exactly.
Merrick Garland has been you know, has spent an enormous amount of time and energy putting January 6 rioters in jail. You know, that's a very political process. You know, if you pick up, go to jail. But I'm just saying they, you know, it's been an incredibly partisan Justice Department, but okay. Our incredibly partisan media pretends that it's not. And they do a terrible job of explaining to people that these prosecutors in a bunch of these cases are elected Democrats. They just make them sound like they're the most independent, nonpartisan guardians of democracy instead of Democrats who were elected on a platform of getting Trump.
Exactly. And I love it when they say, oh, David Weiss is a Trump-appointed prosecutor, right?
Well, yes. And this is where you want to say to them, let's put a big asterisk on that.
Because
David Weiss was a U.S. attorney who was recommended by two Democrat senators from Delaware. David Weiss worked with Attorney General Beau Biden in Delaware. You know, we're getting all of this now information about how tied in with the Bidens David Weiss is. And, of course, David Weiss, as even the New York Times was reporting on Monday, David Weiss was trying really, really hard to get Hunter Biden a plea deal that the judge blew up. So the idea that you now name him independent counsel doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, except that, once again, the Merrick Garland Justice Department is a tool of this president, and it should be obvious to everyone.
Isn't it? I mean, why are we even arguing that point? It is obvious. But, you know, again, the mainstream media, the cabal has all come together. They've circled the wagons around the Biden brand, and they are complicit in all the illegal activity as if they themselves were taking money from Ukraine and Russia and everybody else, in my humble opinion.
Well, I mean,
because they're supporting this.
Look,
go ahead.
I really think you have a hard time when you watch some of these people perform that they aren't just taking orders, you know, that they aren't just reading a memo and repeating it. And you know, George Stephanopoulos this morning is yelling at Nikki Haley because she started needling about how we're going to get President Harris because Biden isn't going to finish his term. And he gets furious at that. And you want to say to George, hey, you know, a lot of journalists in 2017 were predicting Trump wouldn't finish the year.
Right, right.
You know, exactly. That's the game they played. So, you know, get used to politics.
Exactly. And especially him, you know, who was born out of politics. Exactly. It's like, look, if Joe Biden can get 82 million votes, anything's possible. Just saying. Tim Graham, executive editor for Newsbusters at MRC. Thank you, Tim. Take care.
You betcha. Betcha.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Jason Brown going to join us in just a second. He's the producer of this new movie, Camp Hideout, a story of friendship, belonging, and summer camp shenanigans. Are you ready for this? I mean, this is Back to the Future and High School Musical stars all coming together in this family-friendly film that will be in theaters nationwide on September the 15th, Camp Hideout. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, we're glad to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
So how much fun was this project for you? It seemed like a lot of fun.
If I tell you I had way too much fun, that'd be an understatement. You know, I went to camp as a kid, and so getting to shoot at a camp and do all of the things over again. I may or may not have told them I had to test, all of the stunts and the zip lines just for fun.
Yeah, right. And probably some of the things that you wish you'd done in camp that maybe only thought about it, but now, hey, you're doing a movie. You can actually play it out, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that we can do in movie magic that they wouldn't really let me do at the camp, but it was fun to make. We had such a great cast and such a great group. Mm. It was a great experience. I think people are really going to love it.
Well, let's talk about the idea. How'd the idea come about?
You know, the idea came about from, us watching me and my other producer, Philip Glasser, great producer. He produced The War with Grandpa and, over 50 movies. Mm-hmm. Our kids watched Home Alone, right? And our kids had so much fun watching Home Alone, and they were so ingrained in the movie with all the physical comedy and the hijinks. We wanted to make a movie, along with our crowdfunded investors, called Our Studios is owned by over 5,000 people all across the state.
Right.
That had invested $100 or $500. But those guys, we all wanted to go make a movie that produced ethical values. You know, it pointed kids to faith, and it was just a good, fun comedy. We longed for the nostalgia of, movies back in the 80s and 90s. And so that's what we wanted to go make.
Jason, this idea of crowdfunding movies that has, developing, this has really given, producers and other filmmakers such as yourself a unique opportunity. And, it's kind of win-win all the way around because you've got investors on the front end who are going to be ticket buyers on the other end and voices to help promote the movie, right?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Bill. Yeah. Crowdfunding, in my opinion, is so great because it shrinks the distance between the filmmakers and the end consumer. And it's just a better mousetrap to be able to go to the end consumer and say, hey, what do you want? We don't want to hear what Hollywood wants to make and, shove down your throat. what you right. want to hear. And then you also give them the opportunity to be financially and emotionally invested in the film. You know, and it's such a, we always say we're not building a production company, we're building a production community. So it's been fun, and crowdfunding has really, really unlocked, you know, some great possibilities.
Jason, break down the storyline for us a little bit. We say it's a story of friendship, belonging, and for anybody who's been to summer camp, this is, you know, you can't help but smile and, you know, remember, you know, some of the fun times at summer camp, right?
Absolutely. You know, we think this is a movie that's going to touch all ages, from grown-ups to kids. You know, but it's about a young kid named Noah who's from the foster system. You know, he's a good kid. He's just had some bad breaks. He's doing some bad things and working with a couple goons, right, low-level criminals. He takes something from them back and has to run and go hide in church camp. You know, while he's there, he's a fish out of water. A lot of these kids, you know, he doesn't really bond with them. And at the same time, these two guys are trying to find out where he's at. You know, so over his time there, you know, he gets to meet Christopher Lloyd and Corbin Blue and all these wonderful kids, and they start to break down his walls and really show him the true meaning of unconditional love and friendship. And then when the bad guys find them at the end of the movie, you know, the last third of the movie really is Home Alone and Chris goes to camp, and, you know, these kids really get to beat up on these guys.
They get to be kids and everything. How much fun was that for you to work with Christopher Lloyd?
Oh, Christopher Lloyd's a legend. Yeah, I grew up as a cinephile and just a huge movie buff. You know, Back to the Future was one of my favorite, you know, sets of movies. And so, you know, he is a consummate professional. He is great at his craft. He brought, you know, an energy to the set every day he was there. So I think I speak for most of the other actors when I say it was definitely a highlight.
He's just kind of like a natural hoot, you know, and he just, it's so natural, his character and the way he plays that out. You have this sense, I mean, and I don't know him up close and personal, you were around him, but you have this sense that you have the film persona versus the real Christopher Lloyd, that they're, you know, that this multiple, you know, talented individual has that capacity to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Christopher Lloyd, you know, it was so funny. He would be one way as an actor, just the sweetest, funniest guy. You know, you want to go out dinner with him. You want to go out and talk to hear all the stories. And when they called action, you know, his character, you could probably relate, was ex-military and, you know, very harsh. And he would flip it in a light switch and, you know, he would turn that character on. It was really, really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, but talk about a learning opportunity for these kids to be around somebody like, you know, with this kind of talent, right?
Absolutely. You know, I will say our cast, Amanda Layton, Christopher Lloyd, Corbin Blue, who is a musical, it was fun to watch them on set actually take these younger actors under their wings and really teach them. And so that was another great aspect that really we just got to watch, and those younger actors, I think, got a lot of benefit being around the older ones who were willing to pour into them.
What was the biggest surprise for you in the production of this movie?
Oh, wow. You know, we always say making a movie is like a Rubik's Cube, and the more messed up, the better. So there's always, you know, there's always something that happens, whether it's flipping a schedule or, you know, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that happened to us is one of our actors, you know, we shot this during COVID, got COVID the night before, and we found out at 11 p.m. So we literally had to recast him in a day and find someone that was his same size. You know, Josh Anacola is who we ended up getting for the role, who did a great job. But, you know, we were up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning trying to fix the Rubik's Cube.
So, and that's show business. I mean, it's just making movies that you've got to be flexible and understand. But of course, you know, here we are dealing with COVID, which had, you know, its own trials that came along with it. But, here you were able to, you know, manage around that, although disappointing for, you know, the star, you know, this young kid who's thinking, hey, you know, here's my movie. And then, you know, the carpet's pulled out from underneath him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, Josh did a great job. You know, we took it, you know, as it came. And so, you know, we had a blast doing it.
Well, it just seems like and you can tell that you had a lot of good chemistry on the set. Because that comes across in the movie. And, you know, oftentimes, and, you know, and disappointingly, I think at times, Jason, is that you see, okay, you know, the team, the people participating in the story just didn't quite connect. There wasn't that chemistry. But you have the sense here that you were able to bring, you know, this team together in such a way that, you know, they were having fun, and they're very relatable.
And that's a great observation, Bill, and thank you for saying that. You know, I would love to take the credit with the other producers, but, you know, I don't think that we can do that. You know, we had such a great director in Sean Olson, and Sean has done so many movies and worked with kids a lot. He had a great sensibility with the kids. You know, the kids gave it their all as well. And so, you know, I would love to take some credit, but I'm going to give it to, you know, the writers wrote great characters and so many funny stunts. You know, I always go back, like I keep saying, Home Alone and Ernest Goes to Camp.
Right.
This is going to be a movie that families are going to go to, and the moms and the dads are going to be able to sit there and have some nostalgia from all those summer camp moments. You know, they're going to recognize Corbin Blue from High School Musical.
Right.
The kids. The kids are absolutely going to laugh hysterically in the theater, you know, some of these things that the writers came up with. And so, yeah, I think it'll be a good one.
Well, that's the thing I love is that, you know, it's good to laugh again. And what you've produced here is a movie, as you say, you know, and I can't wait to see it again with a group of people, because the natural reaction is going to be one that is just going to engage the movie even that much further, because we know that, you know, laughter has been a little anemic these days in our culture. And we need to laugh. We need to laugh again, Jason. You know, I'm just saying.
But I can't agree with you more. You know, with everything that's going on and the news cycle and coming out of COVID, I agree with you. I think everyone needs a good laugh. You know, that's what the movies are there for. You know, what's great is, you know, if you look back over history, you know, even in depressions and economic downturns, the movies always were there because people love to go and feel good. And that's what this movie does, right? This movie, you know, allows a family to go and just have a good time.
Exactly. Right? Amen. Well, it's Back to the Future and High School Musical stars are teaming up to star in Camp Hideout. It's a family-friendly film in theaters. Open nationwide on September the 15th, right?
Absolutely. Yes, September 15th. It's going to be in theaters nationwide. You know, if people want to check it out, they can go to camphideoutmovie.com or just search Camp Hideout, and they should be able to find, you know, local screen times around them. Hopefully, it's not sold out, and they can get in there and get their tickets quick. But yes, September 15th, it hits theaters nationwide.
Exactly. When you go to there, you can, you know, take a good look at the official Camp Hideout trailer, and get ready for a fun family evening. As we say, the movie again will open up nationwide on September the 15th. We've been talking with the producer of the movie, Jason Brown. Jason, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time.
Still, appreciate you guys being willing to do it. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you to your
listeners. You take care. All the best to you. God bless. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.